We would go out and dig these earthworms, they call them. Dig in the ground, of course, you've seen in the. We'd go out and dig in the ground and get them earthworms, we'd call them, and put on the hook.
About how big are they?
Oh, this is almost about like a large mat stem.
I see, and real fast?
Yes, sir, right, yes, sir. Something like 3 inches long or something like that.
And did you ever use small fish?
Well, we didn't use too much of them back then at old time, but they're using them now, look like. We would just use them. We didn't know nothing about them fish that way.
Is that right?
That's right. No.
What do they call them now?
Minnows. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sir.
That's the real.
Yes, sir. Little small fish, right? Yes. Sir.
Did you have a boat or anything that you go on water in?
No, sir. We didn't have them then. Mm-hmm. No, sir. For the last way on up was just a few made some. Homemade one, but they wouldn't get out in this big water much with them.
What would they call them if they were homemade? Call them rowboats, skiffs, or
just a boat. You just know, that's boat. That's the boat. That's what they all call them then. You know, just a boat.
And did they have a word for pushing the boat into the water off the land?
A dock.
Just a dock.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And if they get the boat off the dock into the water, they'd say, let's what?
What do you call it? Off the dock.
But I was wondering, did they ever say launch? Launch it or?
No, sir. They didn't know that. Didn't know that name.
Well, that must come later.
No, that's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. That's right.
And did you ever play a game with the things they put on horses' feet to protect them?
Oh, yes, sir. Shoes, horseshoes.
What would they call a game?
What do you call it? Pitching them?
And just pitching
them? Hanging them around, you know, yes, sir. Well, we just call it pitching horseshoes, you know, hanging them around that stall, pitching them, or pitching them in the holes, something like that, you know, just.
On the farm, did you put your own horseshoes on, or did you have to take them someplace?
Well, most of us would put them on ourselves.
Would you explain how you do that?
Well, we'd get that horseshoe, you know, and we'd get it heated, put it in a little outfit and heat it, you know, and take it and put it on the anvil and bend it where you put them caulks on it, you know. And we'd get a raft and we'd trim draw a knife and trim the horse's feet off smooth and all. Put that there, you know, and look and see how it fit and may need a little more angle. We get it and put it on the anvil and angle it till it fit just right.
Nice.
And then we put them nails in there, you know, we sort of bend the end of the nails where to go in so far and come on out and then bend them down, cut them off.
Oh, they come right out the
hoof, yes, sir.
Nice.
Bend it and drive it on up till it's going to come out after a while. You know, makes a little crook on the end of it. We started in and just learned how to make it to come out the angle up so far on this hoop.
I never knew that.
Yes.
So that's why you never would hurt the horse's feet, actually. You drive it at an angle.
Yes, sir, right, at an angle.
As if you drove it right
straight up. Straight on it, go plumb on into the quick.
I see.
Now, his got right smart of room at hoof do before it get into the quick. And you set your angle, you learn to set your, bend that little, point on that horseshoe, start it in, and so after a while it will come out, and if it don't soon come out, pull it back out and beat it a little more to where it come on out. Yes, and clip it off then and mash it down.
I never understood that. It sounds as if you'd hurt the horse, but that's how you keep away from it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. Sure. Yes, sir, because that hoof has got right smarter in there before it get to the quick. And yes, you set that nail up, it won't just keep on up till you get up in the quick. Set it to where it'll come out after a little bit.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
And then you just would shape it to fit the